So I figured out how to write a book without even knowing I'm writing a book. Each topic that I talk about, I'm going to just do one page or one or two pages, maybe three pages of that topic. One example would be how everything merges. You know, a manager at Burger King, or a cash register person, or a cleaning person, or a maintenance person, or a CEO, they all end up acting the same because there's only one efficient way to do something. So a manager learns not to say this and to say this. Cashier learns to say this and not say this. The person cleaning the grounds learns the best way to do something. And so it all merges into the most efficient way, you know. And then if you apply that across the board, you'll start to find out that the way McDonald's runs their store, Wendy's runs their store, Chick-fil-A runs their store, they all are learning from each other, and they all find back to source the best, most efficient method, whether it's the way they do their dumpster, whether it's the way they do their lawn care, whatever it is. It all goes back to the most efficient. Even the lawn care people, they all start acting the same, because everybody's going back to source. Whatever industry it is, electrical, plumbing, heating and air, food business. Like this lady at this register, I'm getting ready to place an order. I want you to hear what she says. They all are going to say the same thing, because it's the most efficient thing. They have to say the same thing because it's the most efficient. Same with the food you eat. Same, we're all moving back to source. 0 point where it all started. We're all going to learn to live a lot longer than the people before us, and there's going to be a hindrance to it, but we're all moving back towards that. Listen to what she says. Listen to what she says.
I can help you.
So she wasn't a good example, but she'll learn, or they'll fire her. She'll learn to do it right, or they will fire her, and then she'll learn the next time. All I'm trying to tell you is everybody's being conformed, whether they know it or not, and they have to conform, otherwise they have consequences. That's the way it is. Resistance is futile. Even if you left society and built you a teepee out in the woods somewhere, and there's somebody in another state that had to do the same thing, they built a teepee, same weather, but just another state, they would find the most efficient way to build a teepee. And all the people building teepees would be building them the same, even though they never met each other. They would find some vines out in the field. They'd find the sharpest rock to cut the vines, and then tie it to a stick and cut the vines. Get some tree limbs that were a certain size, and they'd stand them up three at a time. Put three of them up to make a tripod, and then they'd put some more sticks on there. Then they would have to have something to cover, right? They'd hunt down some animal and skin it, skin the animal. Sew the skin together. Wrap it around so they would have a teepee that kept them safe from the weather. It is what it is, people. The most efficient way to do something is where we're all headed. And it points back to the fact that we're all headed back to source. And what is source? Jesus is source. God is source. And so everybody is moving towards source and don't even know it. I notice they'll push you on a, if you ever take a new job, they'll push you to do it a certain way. And even if you say, I can't get it done the way y'all saying, you find a system within a system to get it done, you know. And then once they learn your system, then they take your system and they spread it through the whole corporation. They'll never give you credit, even though you created the system. They'll never give you credit for it. When you overcome, they take what you taught them and spread it throughout their systems. But they'll never give you the credit. They'll never give you the patent. They'll steal the patent from you.